Good day, everyone. Welcome to this first presentation of the Works of His Hands. I am Cherie, the host and speaker. Today, our creature feature is entitled Locust or Grasshopper. The grasshopper is one of the most common insects, known for its green body and calm spirit. However, it has fooled us for years. Until the 1920s, it was thought that locusts and grasshoppers were two completely different species. As it turns out, locusts are grasshoppers that develop an excess of serotonin due to stressful conditions that cause overpopulation. However, only 10 out of 10,000 grasshopper species makes this transformation. Serotonin is a hormone humans and many animals have that is released by the nervous system. It's mostly known for regulating moods, social behavior, appetite, digestion, and reproductive desire. However, grasshoppers are normally solitary creatures. If there's a scarcity of food and only one spot where they can eat, grasshoppers would flood together. So the constant shoving of these shy creatures causes an extreme release of serotonin. This leads to biological change to balance the hormonal changes, resulting in bigger wings, change of color, extreme appetites, and mating desire. However, if a locust is put back into solitude, they will go back to their natural grasshopper state. Unfortunately, if they are locusts by birth, they cannot become grasshoppers. Also, if grasshoppers not part of the group join in, they will immediately start transforming because of the high level of serotonin in the air. And there you have it. We've got locusts. I think this is amazing, don't you? I used to think grasshoppers and locusts are two different creatures, but in fact, they are one and the same. Grasshoppers change to locusts when faced with difficult situations. This made me wonder how this relates to us as believers. Just like the grasshopper, compared to its thousands of locust counterparts, we are very few compared to the world, which means that though the world has a lot of influence, we should not participate in any of its wrongdoings, lest we be pulled down to its harmful ways. Just as the Apostle Paul states in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, bad company ruins good morals. So though we are in the world, we are not of the world. So never let the evil around you make you change, as adverse conditions change grasshoppers to locusts. A verse that comes to mind is John chapter 17, verse 16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Thanks everyone for listening. Hope you enjoyed this presentation and will join on future episodes of the Works of His Hands.